Hello, it's Vanessa Garrity from Beyond the Room, and I'm here in Nottingham today at the Violence and Abuse Mental Health Network event, which is VAMHN on Twitter today, if you're following it via the hashtag. And I'm here at the start of the day with Shan Oram. We're just having a little bit of a chat about what to expect for today and from the network. So Shan, for people who are listening online, could you just give us a flavour of what today is about and a little bit of background about the network as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Violence, Abuse and Mental Health Network launched last year, and what we're trying to do is bring people together from different sectors, different disciplines who have an interest in violence, abuse and mental health, so we can learn from each other and learn together. We have two big open network meetings per year. This is our second network meeting. Our first one was in London in March. And we have a range of presentations so we can learn from latest research findings. And we also have some discussion sections so we can get feedback on network strategy and activities. And also we build in plenty of time for people to network and meet each other. So some of our speakers today, we've got Professor Vanessa Monro joining us from the University of Warwick. We have Dr. Julie McGarry from the University of Nottingham, who's hosting us here today at the Institute of Mental Health. Dr. Parveen Ali from the University of Sheffield. Vicky Crompton from Standing Together Against Domestic Violence, and Conchetta Perrott, who's a KCL associate and co-founder of Survivors Voices.
Brilliant. I mean, what I like today from the agenda is the real like interdisciplinary focus and the fact that you've got a combination of people talking about subjects, for example, like sexual safety on wards, then you've got a legal perspective and you've also got a survivor perspective. So I think that's really positive, and I think for people who are listening today, there's going to be hopefully lots of varied conversations throughout the day.
I think you've picked up on two of the really important aspects of the network. One is the interdisciplinarity, and that's really core to what we're doing. So we do look for opportunities to bring people from different academic disciplines and different types of organisations. As you've highlighted, we've got people who are talking from a health sciences perspective but also from a legal background today, and I think that adds so much value. The other really important strand of what we do is around survivor and lived experience involvement. And so what Conchetta Perrott is speaking to us about today is a really important piece of work that has been, it was one of the first pieces of work we did as a network with Survivors Voices and McPhin Foundation and St George's University. And that was to work with survivors and people with lived experience of violence, abuse and mental health problems to understand what their priorities for future research would be. And so that work has been written up into a report. We're launching that report today.
Brilliant.
And Conchetta is going to be talking through some of the findings and the process of that work with us.
That's great, isn't it? Anything else that you want to highlight from... People are just arriving for coffee, so you'll be able to hear in the background there's a bit of energy already. Is there anything else that you'd like to highlight just as a final point, really, for people who might be listening in online, maybe about today or how people can get involved in the network generally?
If people are interested in being involved in the network, we're looking to expand all of the time, of course. There's a number of different ways that you can do that. The easiest thing to do is obviously follow us on Twitter, so we're at VAMHN, same as the hashtag that we're using for today. We also have a monthly newsletter, so you can sign up to receive that at the website, and that will give you all of our news and events information, but we also try and bring together information about other people's research that's going on, but other events that are happening. We share information about funding calls and collaboration opportunities. So that can be a really helpful resource.